Today's date is October 9th, 2009, and I am John Erling, here with...
Peggy Helmrich. Should I say Peggy Dow Helmrich? Just for fun.
What was your legal name at birth?
Peggy Josephine Varnadoe.
Somewhere I thought Margaret was in there.
I know, because Peggy is a derivative of Margaret, but I was christened Peggy, so I cannot claim that title. So I am really Peggy Josephine, because my father, for some unknown reason to all of us, loved the name Josephine. And we never figured it out. It was terrible. I'm not too fond of the name. All you Josephines, forgive me. But in college, when I went off to girls' school, everybody called me Joe. So maybe that worked.
And then again, the last name is Varnadoe.
Mm-hmm. It's a French name, and it means green forest, and it also was spelled D-E-A-U-X, but some of our grandparents changed it to D-O-W. And then when I went out to California, they decided D-O-W would be a pretty good name, so they renamed me Peggy Dow.
Your birth date?
Oh, John, do I have to tell you? All right.
That's up to
March 18th. You should never know a woman's age. It's on the internet, I know. Everybody wants to really look it up. They can. You shouldn't know their age. You shouldn't know the size of their shoe. And you certainly should not know their weight.
So whoever's listening to this can work on their own to find your birth date. Is that what you're saying?
All right. Yes.
And where were you born?
I was born in a tiny little picturesque town in southern Mississippi, called Columbia, Mississippi. And when I was 4 years old, we moved to Louisiana, another little town called Covington, Louisiana. And my sister was born. And subsequently, we always say, mother sent us off to girls' school and moved. The family moved. But that really did happen in a way. They moved to Tennessee. They wanted to get a little bit north and, out of the heat. So my family moved to Tennessee, and my sister went to school there for a couple of years and then on to Colorado University.
Your parents' names?
My father's name was Leon Alvin. I beg your pardon. It was not Alvin. It was just Leon, something crazy, Varnadoe. And my mother was Minnie Lee, and we all called her, grandchildren called her Lily.
What did your father do? What was his profession?
First of all, he had a little chain of grocery stores in southern Louisiana. And when the war came, he began to lose all the managers. So he went into the propane and butane gas business. And when he did that, he had to sort of teach farmers to put containers on their tractors, their automobiles. And in this one area in Tennessee, it was wonderful because everybody used propane gas because the filling station sold it. But it was a tough kind of go, I would imagine, for him to really educate farmers because the tractors were clean as a pin. You know, they had none of that kind of residue that gasoline gives cars and all that kind of stuff.
And then your mother, was she home to take care of the children?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mom at home?
Yes, she was at home, and she was a very positive woman. And she thought my sister and I should be ladies, and she thought we should speak French, play the piano, tailor a suit if need be, and cook a four-course meal if we were called upon to do it.
What was your sister's name?
Anne. She is now Mrs. John Otis Winters.
Are you the oldest?
I'm the oldest. I'm older than she.
You talked about your mother having that kind of influence. Did she have any influence in terms of acting?
No, she didn't, but we love to sing. So my sister really has an excellent voice. And she, later on, after she graduated from Colorado, she went to Chattanooga Conservatory of Music, and Mr. Wolf was there, who was a great friend of Humperdinck, who wrote Hansel and Gretel, the opera, and she sang the role of Gretel, and she sang a role in Carmen. And when stars would come to East Tennessee, she would always get a role in one of the operas, so it was really interesting. But I was the talented one, John.
Well, this talent for acting and singing, did that come from either of your parents, you think?
No, I don't think so. Except, you know, Mother always encouraged us to do everything we thought we could. And I was always one to memorize little poems and recite them all to my relatives and grandparents when we went for weekends to visit them. And this friend of mine said, "You were always like a girl that had to be on the front row of the tap dancing class."
Okay. So this came on early then. So even when you were 5, 6 years old, you were probably doing this.
Probably, yeah. Probably.